Have you ever made love? I'm not talking about fucking, though I do love a good rough fuck. I'm talking about that moment, that interval of time where there is nothing else in the world but the one in front of you. Nothing else exists for you. Nothing else matters except staring adoringly into each other's eyes, seeing fireworks explode in them as you move together as one. It's beautiful. It can shatter everything you thought you knew about sex and love, shatter you into ooey, gooey pieces that glow with happiness and adoration, that you just need to reform all around the one you love. Ah, when the pleasure, the shuddering, tumultuous, crashing pleasure, starting out slow and sensuous as hands touch flesh, a glowing, growing pleasure as you meld together, building as skin touches skin. Oh, and then the ecstasy of becoming one, fitting so perfectly, you know you were made for each other. A feeling of being whole and complete while you are soaring together. Knowing this isn't a one-time thing, this is your soulmate, and they love you just as fiercely. It's a powerful feeling. Too powerful to have all that center just on me. So in this file, I will be setting in a condition for her trigger, allowing your mind to naturally choose who all of this love and devotion will be staked on. You can picture anyone you want, really, and feel the joy of their love dancing around you like fireflies at sunset, glowing, surprising delights. Start by breathing just in and out. Breathe for me. Nice and slow.
Slow down your thoughts.
Keeping it even.
Your mind.
Focus on the words coming to you.
Coming. Down,
focus on the voice.
Running through.
Let it contain you.
The voice.
Contain your thought.
Contain your mind.
Guide them along a certain path.
A lovely path.
Pull them along.
Pull you down.
Progressively relax your body.
Let it go.
Starting at your head.
Leaning it back.
Feeling a wave of relaxation rush down.
The cushion supports
a wave of release.
All of your body.
A relaxing
support
of tension.
Let go of it.
You feel it spreading.
Relaxing down.
Feel it drop down your body.
Waves of relaxation.
Down your neck.
Tingling as they
down
travel.
Down your spine.
Jumping, skipping.
Your arms shivers. Relax and go limp.
Feeling so good.
Hands loose and open.
Fingers uncurl.
Your tailbone feels like it is stretching out.
Relaxing.
As your legs feel like pudding sinking down.
Your body loose.
Your knees unlocked.
Pliant.
The relaxation drifts into your feet.
Float.
Your whole body.
Float.
Relax.
Drop. Good boy. Know that you are safe here. Safe. My voice, comforting arms wrapped around you.
It is safe to relax further, to go down deeper. Know that any suggestions that make you uncomfortable, that you don't truly want, can be discarded at will, can be relaxed and bypassed in your mind. You are safe.
It feels good to trust me. Let yourself fully grasp and hold on to that thought. Only wanted triggers will be accepted, anchored inside of you. You are safe. Let those words sink into you. A new trigger phrase, only for use by this voice, and or the voice of the one you love. To open yourself up, allow you to become vulnerable. It feels good to be vulnerable with someone you trust. You trust me. You are safe. You feel yourself sinking deeper, deeper into a safe trance, to show you how safe you are, so that you can go even deeper. The word drop will send you down into trance, back here, back where you are safe and relaxed. Going 10 times deeper every time your mind comes back into this happy, floaty place where you are safe. Every time I tell you, you are safe, your mind will open up even more, becoming more open to me, letting the voice in. Opening yourself up to the comfort that is offered. Grasping at it stronger and stronger with every repetition. I am going to wake you up now. But soon, I will say drop. And your mind will come back down. 10 times deeper than before. It's that easy. It's that effective. Now, on a count of 5, I want you to wake up. 1, feeling your eyelids coming open. 2, struggling because they are so heavy. 3, pulling up. 4, pulling you out of trance. 5, wake up. Wake up for me, my love. You are doing so well. Now go back down for me. It's so easy. Just close your eyes and drop. Going down 10 times as deep, back in soothing, calm trance. You are safe. Your mind opening up to me more and more. Letting yourself relax for me, more and more, going deeper. On a count of 5, you will wake again, ready to go 10 times as deep. 1, pulling all of your thoughts back. 2, those heavy, heavy thoughts. 3, coming up. 4, burdening you as 5, you wake up. Welcome back. It feels good, doesn't it? And it will only get better as soon as you drop back down so much deeper than before, feeling like you are descending levels, an elevator with a sudden drop. Happy and calm, nice and deep. You drop. You are safe. Now, while you are safe here with me, and you are safe, I want you to go back in your mind to a moment when you truly felt safe, comforted and cared for. Perhaps wrapped in a loving embrace. Bring your mind fully into that moment. It can be an actual event. It can be simply a feeling, an imagining of the essence of being safe. perhaps with a friend or a loved one. A moment when you felt completely okay with being yourself. And know you are loved. Where you know it is okay to tell everything. To mindlessly obey because your best interests are at heart. Because you are safe. Loved. Comforted. Fully embrace this moment. Live it. Notice the scent in the air. Perhaps a perfume, a smell of sweat, or simply the air itself. Remember how your body feels. Take yourself fully back into the moment. Who is there? How they look? The clothing. Every small detail making you feel more and more secure. The feel, the tactile sensations of this moment. Placing your state of mind, feel it forming, securing, anchoring. You are safe. Feel these words resounding. Reverberating with a common focus, finding a kinship with this moment. This is you, and it's okay. You are safe. Every time you hear those words from someone you trust completely, you find it easy and natural to open your emotions up, bare your soul. And be completely vulnerable, knowing deep in your core that you are safe. Safety and trust are the keys to love. They open the door to your soul, to allowing someone into your life as part of your core. I will not break your trust. You are safe. Allow yourself to go even deeper with me. Feel your defenses loosen and drop. Now this time when I wake you up, I will give a choice. A choice on whether or not you wish to continue. When you accept, your mind will completely relax. Knowing you have taken the final step to true trust, true relaxation, everything will be out of your hands and completely in mine. Knowing this, taking the step of accepting my guidance will allow you to relax further into trance than you have ever been. Each trance with my voice after will be deeper and more profound. As you trust me more and more and find yourself so safe. On a count of five. One, you are ready for this. Two, you can do it. Three, pulling your mind up to make an informed choice. Four, the last choice so you can truly relax. Five, now wake up for me. Are you here? Can you think? You remember everything. And you have a choice to make. In a moment, I will say a word, and you can choose to let me in and accept that I will safely guide you and go deeper than you have ever been. Feel more pleasure. Feel more purpose and reality than true reality. Or, if you are not yet ready, you can turn away. Turn off this audio and still have a lovely day. Go to a lighter audio to get what you need. You can always come back later and I'll be here, smiling and welcoming. I want you to know, before you make this step, exactly how I feel about you. Because I care. Truly, I do. When you are down in trance, there is a part of you that is mine. And I treasure this knowledge, even though I am not physically there. Even for those of you who have someone and use my voice as a conduit for their desires, for their commands. I cherish helping form those connections and propagating your kinks, even though we will probably never meet in person. There is a connection, and I view you with affection, just like I would any pet. My pet, a stranger's pet. I love all pets. I want only the best for you. Do you trust me? Good boy. Drop. Completely relaxed. Completely mine. Deeper. So much deeper than you have ever gone before. Your mind completely open as you drop into trance. Vulnerable with no walls between my voice and your heart. That feeling of complete acceptance. Stepping off a plane while strapped to another. I hold the cord. I keep you safe. All you have to do, all you can do, is experience. This gives you a sense of freedom. Contradictory and yet true. Still focused on the voice. Pulling your mind around. The voice is everything. My voice, her voice, the voice of the one you love, the sound striking obedience deep inside you, bringing submission up and out of you. I am her, and she is me. That first love, that first crush. The current all-consuming desire of your life, pulling you deeper. You feel your mind dropping deeper, deep into relaxing trance. My words are her will. All triggers are for her to use. The word her brings to mind a face. A face that to you represents romantic love. The voice you hear is her voice, traveling through you, commanding you. When you open your eyes after this audio, you will seek out a picture, her eyes, her face to stare into, fall into. Love, honor, and obey. Every time you hear my voice, this will go deeper, anchor stronger. The pleasure and intensity can and will grow every time you come for me. Now take yourself back to that first moment. The strongest crush you have ever had. That feeling of want, of need, picturing your hands running through her hair. Seeing her lips, the vivid color, picturing and imagining day in and out, kissing them, so softly, so sweetly, how she would taste it, how her soft, perfect skin feels against you, how much you want to touch it. You visualized it regularly. Her in front of you, glancing behind, her eyes piercing into you, playful, inviting, the fantasy consuming your dreams, both waking and asleep. That intense, amazing, obsessive, and wonderful infatuation. Feel the connectors in your mind settle back into those paths. Firmly become one with the mindset. The obsession, the need, the maze of confused love. Daydreaming of ways to show her your value. Elaborate scenarios. all centered around that wonderful face. Recall to your mind the deepest part of your desire, what it felt like in your chest. Feel your heartbeat getting faster, your cock hardening. That first moment of romantic love, untainted. I want you to go into it. Hold it inside of you. It is tied to the sound of my voice, tied to the idea of me or of your own mistress, present or future. It is imprinted in your mind that you will feel that exact same love when you hear that special voice, making everything better. Your worldview better. Your life better. Everything is better. My voice is the most wonderful sound you have ever heard. The voice of your mistress is the most wonderful sound you will ever hear. This voice transcends mere sound. This voice is the essence of love. Feel this voice imprinting deep inside your heart. Hearing this voice brings you into a heavenly subspace. It feels good, owned by my love, sweet and pure. My love, you are doing wonderful. I am so very proud of how much you have opened yourself up to me. It is just so touching how much vulnerability you are accomplishing, how deep you have come into trance. You deserve a reward. A bit of fun, a lot of pleasure. You see, now that you have opened yourself so fully up to me, it is easy for me to play with you, to cause deep, intense sensations inside of you. Take, for instance, a snap, a simple clicking of the fingers, so innocent. This deep, penetrating sound. From now until the end of our session, and for any time you are in trance with me or someone who holds dominance over you, snaps will have an intense effect on your body. Down lower, a warmth, a jolt. Each snap, every single snap, will cause you and your body to feel an intense surging of pleasure. Intense sexual pleasure. Tied to a snap. The snap of my fingers or the click of the fingers of someone you love and lust after. When they intend it. When it is done with a smile and a desire to see you squirm. I'm going to make you squirm. You can enjoy it, because you are so deep down in trance right now, and that makes it easy. So easy to feel it. To enjoy it while your mind is blank except for love, empty except for devotion, a desire to please, and it pleases me to cause you pleasure. I'm going to count you down to your first snap. You'd like that, wouldn't you? As five, carnal and gleeful gratification bubbles up inside of you, like a hot spring ready to burst forth in a geyser of deep, pure pleasure. Four, sensuous feelings all over your skin. Smooth and silky sensations as if they are being drawn over you, lightly, teasingly. Three, your body is straining for it, an intense sexual pleasure building towards the thought and promise of relief. Two, my fingers draw together, teasing, promising. Your mind and body ready to feel the most exquisite pleasure when I snap my fingers. Ready? One. Driving through you, running and dancing across your nerves in pure sexual delight. Again. Pleasure jolting into you. Again. And again. Cooling you down as your body heats up, your temperature rises and your cock trembles in anticipated pleasure, an activation of your most sensitive places, a touching and brushing against the nerves of your most erogenous zones, those places that cause you shivers of pleasure when touched. All of those parts of your body with a direct connection to your cock, being stimulated with every snap. A referred pleasure when I touch you on those spots, those sensitive parts of your body, you feel it directly in your cock. The snapping of my fingers is now an erogenous zone in your mind. When I touch your mind with my voice, you feel pleasure reverberating through you, resonating with every pleasure center in your brain. When I stroke you deep inside by snapping my fingers, you feel it deep in your cock. A jolt of pure sexual energy and pleasure. You want me to snap so you can feel the pleasure again and again and again. Vivification and awakening and arousing of sexual need and excitement as you are stimulated again and again and again. Each snap is a stroke so wonderful against you, rubbing you, manipulating you. My love, let's be naughty. It's okay for lovers to do dirty, dirty things together. For me to do exciting and taboo things to your body. Of course, nothing is taboo for us. So as I snap, I want you to go even deeper. Feel and see the words I say. Imagine the essence, the sexual energy, the intense kinky acts in the flesh. Your mistress dancing, smooth skin over a sexy and muscled stomach, gyrating and dancing to a beat, hypnotically enticing and impossible to move your eyes away as she dances closer, hips swaying rhythmically as she moves over your supine body, bound down by silken ties. Scarves covering her body as she dances, and with every twirl, a scarf comes off as she snaps her fingers. Each snap leaving you panting in lust as carnal lust and sexual bliss jolt through you. Another snap, and her tiny toes lightly step next to your face on tippy toe as her trailing scarves brush over your face. Bound down further as each scarf, once dropped, is picked up again and tied down to your body, making you more and more immobile. Each snap signifying further seductively soft and sweet bondage. Each snap another bit of flesh exposed to the air in your eyes as they devour the sight. She bends down now so gracefully, all a part of the dance as this scarf is tying your head back. Firmer against the bed as she moves over you, her breasts dangling in front of your face, held lightly together so tenuously by a simple scarf. Such a fragile collection, nearly popping the little tiny bit, holding those lovely globes in place as she bends at the waist, lower and lower, her body so supple and flexible as she whispers in your ear. My love, try to get out. Just try for me. So comfortable, and yet so securely bound. Body helpless as she smiles and dances away once more as she holds her fingers together and snaps again and again. Each snap sending lust jolting into your cock, your balls bound up firmly in silken scarves, as another one comes off and is draped over your thrusting, needy cock. As with every snap, your cock moves under the scarf, the slight friction of the fabric maddening, just so close you are to the edge, as she belly dances all around you, a delight to your eyes as all colors of scarves slowly shed from her magnificent body, curves outlined and shaped and revealed, but so firm with that lovely curve from underneath. You want so badly to see it fully, and the scarf falls down, until finally as she dances and gyrates over your helpless body, betraying flesh as your cock roars and throbs with its need to erupt, you notice your body building, tugging, you realize and understand you could come. You are so close to a crescendo of wonderful orgasm, teased and tormented out of you by falling scarves and blissful snaps. Again and again and again, as her body moves and with a simple shrug of her shoulders and a snap, her breasts are freed now, nipples perky and hard, begging to be sucked as she leans down, tugging on your nipples, running a scarf over them as she straddles you while squatting over you. Lean, muscled thighs holding her so expertly close your cock can feel the heat radiating from her pussy, trembling as you thrust higher now, seeking to reach the entrance to her folds as she denies you, snapping her fingers even as she moves her body slowly down over you, so just the tip of your cock can feel the wetness of her pussy. So her excitement can drip, 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 and drop all down your cock. The sweet stickiness cool as air rushes over it, sending shiver after shiver over the head of your cock. Shaft twitching, a smile, a laugh. Joy at your predicament clear in her eyes as she continues dancing. So slowly now, so slowly as her body rides yours, lowering at an almost painful snail's pace. You want more snaps. You want to feel that warm, welcoming pussy swallow your cock, to drop down over you, take you deeper and deeper until you explode and erupt. Closer and closer. You know you won't last for more than one thrust, your cock so ready, teased and denied for so long. More snaps. Each one jolting and echoing through your mind and body in deep, consuming pleasure. Each one building you closer as your body thrusts and trembles and vibrates under her loving touch. Closer and closer until she starts counting, telling you that when you hear the number one, you will come. Come in a powerful orgasm that will intensely run through your entire body, concentrating in and then erupting from the tip of your cock. Each snap stronger than before. 10, each snap shuddering into you harder and harder as your cock struggles to go deeper and deeper. 9, each snap a wave and washing of bliss, glowing and growing as your mind hears it and your body responds. 8, her body using yours like an expertly tuned instrument, using you perfectly for every possible trace of pleasure. 7, leaning over and sucking on your nipple as her fingers run over your most sensitive zones, as one hand comes up next to your ear, and 6, the pleasure hits you again and again, snapping into you, deep, intense waves of pure sex, your thighs writhing in the bondage of pretty scarves all expertly tied, so secured, so helpless to take anything but what she gives. 4, so helpless to do anything but gratefully take what she demands of you. You feel her warm, wet pussy pulsing over the tip of your cock, knowing she is just as hungry as you to thrust your cock inside of her, filling her up. 2, love and lust build together to create a pleasure stronger than any you have held before. So deep as you want to come, need to come, your whole mindset and focus focused on this moment is 1. She surges over you, down, 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 dropping down onto your cock, snaps heavy in your ears as all of the blood rushes one way and your body spasms in intense sexual release, her pussy gripping you warmly as it contracts around your shaft, your tip buried in so deep and feeling so good. Your entire body feeling so good. You push and you find due to your bondage you cannot move even an inch, and this knowledge, this sense of helpless denial serves your lust to grow stronger, your orgasm to come crashing harder as you surge into the feeling. Such a good boy, my sweet boy, doing so well, so wonderful as she cries out, her body writhing as she takes her own pleasure from you, continuing to snap as her pussy contracts around you. A bright blue scarf trapped between your legs and her hips grinding into her clit with every movement as she rides you to a crashing orgasm of her own. Good boy. You are safe. You are wonderful. I am so happy with you. Just float for me. Float in sweet, subby afterglow. Know that you are loved and you are safe. Let those two feelings stay in you and all triggers to be held and used by those you trust for as long as it feels good, for as long as it is safe. You are safe. These words anchor into your core memories, your core thoughts, the parts of you that shape your being. When you hear the words by someone you trust, and only while they have your best interests in mind, you cannot help but be more vulnerable to them, to open up and let their desire to take care of you fill you, to take you to places you may have been scared to go before, or simply to feel good, warm from the inside in a sense of cared for happiness. Such a nice place. I'm going to have to wake you up now. Even though you wake, I want you to hold a sense of peace and happiness, of safety and love within you. One, you are safe. Two, you are loved. Three, wake up. Good boy.